for WHN with a quick announcement to all the folks that like to experiment with amateur radio. We've got the Simplex Night, Simplex Net, rather, tonight. Going to be joining everybody at 8:30 right here on this repeater, the 146.610, and we're going to join here at 8:30. We're going to quickly get the rules out of the way, which is basically just flip your VFO to 146.520, and then we're going to see who we can reach out to and who's in range if you didn't have a repeater handy. This is KQ4 WHN.
J.I.4 LZN Mobile, did you ever find out about that, those two 10-meter groups, one in Oconee and one in what part of the state?
To say I have a line on them, but I have not had a chance to, well, I have had a chance. I have not had the initiative to go out and explore them yet, Andy.
You know, I've heard that from a distance. It's down a lower part of the state, but I hear it over the warning system. I've heard it, but where I'm at, I can't hear them. But that Envoy AHO is their net control, as far as I can tell. And was just curious since I heard you talking about that right there. I'm coming to our local meeting that we have over here, Pickens, now when I heard you in here. Just curious, KI4LZI Mobile.
Thank you for the reminder. I'm going to put that back on my to-do list. I've got some additional focus time for the next couple of weeks. I'm going to hunt that down and see if I can't...
I don't have anything that's any good right now for HF myself. Nothing that's really resonant or anything like that, but what little I've got, I haven't been able to hear them, but I hear them announce it all the time on that net that they have on the warning system all the time at 8 o'clock over there, and that's how I got to know about it. KI4LZI Mobile.
A 2-meter net as well as the 10-meter?
They've always had, because the warning system is a mixture of 2-meter and 70-centimeter repeaters. And as far as, from my understanding, as far as the 10-meter thing goes, it's, that's mostly 10 meters. But they do a normal net on that warning system on those length repeaters all the time, which is a mixture of 2 meters and 70 centimeters.
So, if it's length repeaters, are they doing it on Fleet Talk, or where are they getting together for their net at 8 o'clock?
I've got a website, and I'm trying to quote from memory, but I can't, like I said, I'm not looking at my notebook right now. It's either warns.org or warns.com. I'm not real sure exactly, but it lists all the warns repeaters that's there. And most all of them are 2 meters or 70 centimeters. A good medium's UHF. Reason why I'm aware of it, because it up over here toward Oconee County and Pickens, a lot of it is UHF.
I was aware there was a repeater network up there, so I may be learning something. You said ones like O-N-E-S, Oscar November Echo Sierra?
Ones, Whiskey Alpha Romeo November Sierra, ones. Ones Network, the Ones Network. It's a big number of repeaters in Oconee, Pickens, and Anderson County. There's some 2 meters, but most of them are UHF. Most of them are.
I'm going to research that one when I get a little bit of time tonight, but that's a good lead. I'm going to follow up on that. Thanks, sir.
Like I said, I'm just trying to quote from my memory, but it seems like it was W-A-R-N-S. I don't remember if it's com or org, but it's one of the two, and it lists all those repeaters.
Giving me enough information, I will find it, sir. That's much appreciated.
Now, on the warning system long before they started doing that 10-meter net, you know. This warning system over here has been up and running for, I don't know, maybe, let's see, I've had just renewed over 20 for myself now. I guess they've had this warning system going for maybe 15 years, something like that, I think. So they were doing that on that link network long before they was doing the 10-meter net.
Do it on the 2-meter, 70-centimeter, because, number one, it's not as much technical prowess required, and number two, you can get more folks involved because you don't have to have a general license.
But that part's been going for ages now about that, and that's about the 10-meter thing. I think it was probably been, let's see, I remember, AHO does it now, and prior to that, W4GOG done it, and I'm guessing 5 or 6 years, now this is just a guess, because like I said, what little I've got here for that, I've never heard anybody, but I don't really have anything any good antenna-wise, so that's just what I picked up off the warning system about it.
KRIUB, Lenny, what you're talking about is Warns, W-A-R-N-S. If you go to warnsystem.org, it's Wide Area Repeater Network System, and I believe it's ran by UCARS. Over.
Closer. I appreciate the additional information. I will find it.
I appreciate you coming in there, because I'm here driving, coming to our local meeting, and trying to remember all this from memory, but my memory's not perfect with everything, so I appreciate you coming in and giving it to me.
I was talking to Mark over there the other day on it, and I got a friend out in Anderson that frequents the Warren's area, the Warren's repeaters.
But like I said, I don't remember everything. Now, I might remember someone that used to be on this repeater from 25 or 30 years ago, like, say, W4 Alpha Zulu Tango, Wade Horn, who's been dead for decades, but something that happened just 2 days ago, I may not remember it as easily.
I've heard you cite chapter and verse with frequencies. I'm not buying this thing that you can't remember. You are a volume encyclopedia of knowledge.
Well, that's numbers, so. That's how I got into all this monitoring scanner frequencies. That I do fairly good with. That's how I found out about the amateur service to start with scanners, and this repeater here was the first one I heard. So when it comes to numbers, you're right, I do a little bit better, because a lot of them have changed, certainly when it comes to first responders. Now, they're all digital, but back in those days, everything was analog, and most of here is still, even though there's DMR and all these others, but like with this repeater we're on here, I remember hearing it for the first time at Christmas 1976, and that Wade Holland I was talking about died sometime in the late 80s or early 90s. So you, some things I remember good, some things I don't.
What I had for lunch, so it all out balances out in the end. This is KQ4WHN. Thank you, Andy, and thank you, KR4. Well, I was just say KR4 station, and I won't mess up your call. But I'll get on there. I'll find it out, and I'll see if I can't at least get involved in their 2-meter nets and work my way up to the 10-meter. Might have to put another antenna out to get 10 meter going in the right direction, but I feel like I've got the equipment to get it done.
When Matthew Littleton took his machine off the warning system, that kind of hurt me some from my location trying to get into the warning system. When he took his off analog and went digital with it, you know, the only way now from the home location I can do is run full power and get into some of the ones on Long Mountain, but there's times that I can't do that so reliably. And really, the SkyOne repeater's only linked during the nets that goes on SkyOne nets, and that's it. So my ability to hear the one system isn't as good as it used to be.
Trees will bloom and all the UHF stuff will start getting harder to reach because that's just the way the nature works. But hopefully everybody will keep building and making the different repeaters and networks grow so we've got even better coverage. But I know that's a lot of time and effort and good money that people throw out there to make this amateur hobby happen. And that's sometimes that's one of those things that isn't well rewarded. But glad
just got my license. The one system didn't exist, and the heart system didn't even yet exist. So after over 20 years, just in the time I've had my license, lots of things have changed.
Network is SC Heart Network is impressive. The only downside is that the repeaters are only linked on the weekends, which I think really puts people off. And you know, unless it's Friday night, you're probably not going to hear anybody. But the Fleet Talk system that's got 16 repeaters is great. I'm shocked. I have not come across the Warn system, so I'm going to have to do my homework there, but. I'm always impressed at all of the different things that are out there that you can take advantage of. You just have to have the right frequency and offset.
Big difference. Like I said, this one system's been here, but you got to be in the upper part of Anderson County, Oconee County, or Pickens County to know about it. Like I said, I remember before the heart system existed, and it when they was just, you might say, prototyping it. And it really, literally was prototype when they first come up with it.
Is, with the exception of the Fleet Talk repeater on Paris Mountain that came up right around the time I got my license, or maybe just after, maybe January, February of 25, everything else has been in existence because I'm relatively new to all this stuff. I'm about to celebrate my 18 months of being on the air and having my ticket. So it's interesting that it continues to grow despite everybody saying it's a dying habit or a dying hobby. I think there's a lot more folks that are involved or want to be involved. They just got to figure out how and make the time.
We got to recruit young people because most of us are ancient and we're not going to be here, say, 40 years from now.
83i Vicky is out there talking to the elementary and middle school kids. I feel kind of convicted that, more of us need to go out there and spend some time with the young folks, the Boy Scouts and the Girl Scouts, the church groups and everybody else. Just set up an antenna and have a, hey, this is what this is, and you don't need the internet for it. It's pretty cool. Check this out and see what kind of interest you get.
What EC of Abbeville County told me, he was trying to promote this here to a bunch of scouts down that way. Well, some scout come up and told him, why should I get a amateur rail license? I can take your cell phone call anywhere around the world. You know, technically he's right, but he don't understand the setup. So, since then I've told JL7FO he better come up with some way to counter that because we can't be here forever, as I said.
Dad, you just tell him, okay, well, I want to talk to somebody in Canada. What's their phone number? And they'll just sit there and look at you dumb and not understand why they're being challenged. It's like, well, if I want to talk to somebody in Canada, I just point my antenna north and I call out DX to all the VE folks there in Canada, and I'm going to find somebody eventually, and you're not going to be able to have the same kind of success. So if you know who you're calling, yeah, you can probably get through to them. If you don't have any idea of what you're trying to go after, you're going to have to do a lot more homework than I am. I can get on the air and get through to a bunch of people, and I've done that with various snowstorms and different situations with traffic and whatnot. Just reach out, and there's another ham out there willing to talk to me about it. I've gotten some good advice on various things you can't just do on a telephone, and you know, there's reasons for both, and I'm not an all or nothing on any technology, but I definitely see the limitations of the internet when number one, it's not available, and number two, when you don't know where to go to find the information, you don't really have a lot of great resources to find what you're looking for. You gotta spend a lot of time hunting and pecking and searching and being unsuccessful. But otherwise, you can just pick up a mic and go, "Hey, anybody know anything about this?" And you're probably going to get an answer from somebody, as you and I just did on the website.
MCI Mobile, by date. Well, say, like in my time, when I first heard this repeater here, that was Christmas of 1976. And look how everything has changed since that time. Christmas of 1976, you had no internet, you had no cell phones. Closest you had to a cell phone was an 18, you know, and such matters that. All these young people today, they don't have any clue of an idea. That's what I say. All these ECs, I don't know what to tell them, but something needs to change because of, by some chance, what it's due to governmental crap like it's going over there in Iran right now, we lose this internet and cell phone kind of stuff, what are we going to do?
Number one reason I got into to ham when I did is I sat there for 4 or 5 days not being able to make a phone call and not really having a good understanding of what was going on when Helene came through. And it was probably a good 5 days after that I had any idea what had happened to the folks in Western North Carolina. And it was right about that time where even the commercial radio stations were starting to get reports out on the air. So it was a long, dark time of not having power and not having information. I didn't want to do that again. So I am a ham today.
Time, like I said, when I first found out about this repeater, I forgot my receiver as a Christmas present in Christmas of 76 up there where I live at. And I happened to hear these. It was on this repeater back at that time. I did. And I heard them too. From 79 talking about what happened in Iran back at the time. Because, you know, back at that time, all there was landline phones and two-way radio here. And I heard some of the elders here on this repeater at the time in 79 say over there that they busted up a lot and destroyed a lot of ham gear over there.
Frame to get information has definitely shortened. What you could be back in the 70s was limited to the big networks and the newspaper 24 or 48 hours later, which always puts you way, way behind the curve. So it's amazing what you can do these days with folks and social media. Again, as long as you got the internet. And to your point, when your government shuts down the internet, you kind of limited on your options to get out and talk to anybody, which is not another, you know, not a bad reason. I don't think the U.S. government's going to do anything demonic anytime soon, but governments always have that option, so it's nice to have a few options of your own.
Hey, it could be due to that, like going on in, over there in Iran right now, as you said, due to weather situation, when it can be shut down. Either way, but all this back in that time was non-existent. And like I said, there's too many, especially young people. They don't got no idea about amateur radio. Ain't even heard of it, much less know about the limitations of how current stuff, commercial current stuff exists. They don't know.
It would probably be illegal, so I won't suggest it, but it might be fun to get into a parking lot with the right equipment to turn off all their cell phones and go, yeah, that might be why you want to have options. Notice how your phone's not working. And, again, FCC would probably have something to say about that, but I think that would be fun.
I hate that they can't seem to understand it if they come. I first heard this repeater. All it was two-way radio and landlines, at least to the general public. There wasn't none of this other that exists now. And as far as internet like you do now, you go to a what you would call some kind of paper encyclopedia and hope it's up to date still.
First encounter with, I got kind of starry-eyed. I had a guy walk into the company I was working for, and he had this big HT in his hand, and of course I had to ask the question what that was all about, and he was like, oh, well, yeah, you can do all this, and you talk to a repeater over here, and didn't quite understand it, and then he said, oh, and then, you know, if I need to, I can make a phone call, which, you know, this is probably early 80s. Having a mobile device in your hand that you can make a phone call with was wildly foreign, and he demonstrated connecting to a phone patch, calling into a number that he had preset on his HT, and had a brief telephone conversation with somebody via phone patch via the repeater, and that was I was in sheer awe of that, and probably should have gotten into ham at that point, but had other priorities at the time. But there's a lot of cool that happens with the ham community. We just gotta get it in front of folks and show it off.
The old days of the auto patch, but it was on 8.2 back in those days, and there was another repeater that's long been, because like I said, he's been gone for years. Wade Holland, W4 Alpha Zulu Tango, has been, but he had a repeater of his own there at the time that also near Greenville that had an auto patch on it. And a lot of that went on back in that time, you know, for the advances of now, and a lot of also phone patches going on on HF at the time, which is pretty much defunct now, too.
I've learned to send email via HF. I've learned to have voice and digital conversations. I can do All-Star and DMR and D-Star. So I can use the internet, and I can use just the RF. And it's nice to have choices, and I would love to share that with some of the younger folks. I got to figure out how to do that. I think Vicky is the Elmer to kind of start the network of folks that are going to go out and share that news. But I don't know. We gotta find time. Gotta find willingness of the folks that have those populations, and then be able to make a convincing story and up the cool factor. This is KQ4 WHN.
LZI Mobile. Well, I hope some of y'all can bring them around, because if something don't change drastically, like I said, 40-some years, it's all going to crash down on itself. We don't get some young people with some interest in it. And I come along, like I said, during the time when there wasn't all this. And I happened to get that receiver for Christmas. That Christmas, and was messing around in it and tuned across this repeater and heard it from up there. And that's how I found out about amateur radio to start with. Then, 2 or 3 years later from hearing some of these talk, I got me an HF receiver. And probably would have got my license a lot sooner if I didn't have a hearing issue. Because I got a hearing issue and CW just wouldn't come my way too good, but these people today, young people, I don't know how you can drill it into their head, but to get caught in a bad situation, whether it's due to weather or something like what's happening over there right now with those people, it's not good at all to be completely ignorant of everything.
Ignorant of everything until we're not, and, you know, it's obviously part of that is getting the incentive or the need or the understanding, at least at the base level, that I am ignorant and I need to know more, and that's something that we all probably need to do a better job of, but convincing other people that they're ignorant, and a lot of folks get upset and take offense to that. But Andy, I gotta run. I got a dog who's staring at me, wondering why I hadn't fed him yet, and I got some chores to do before we get settled in here for the night. But I appreciate the QSO, and looking forward to talking to you again. Join us tonight if you can. One more call out just to anybody that's listening. We're gonna do the Simplex Net tonight at 8:30 right here on this repeater. Join us if you can, and we'll tell you all about it at 8:30. But Andy, good talk to you. And look forward to talking to you again. This is KQ4 WHN. I'll be clear.
Okay, I might check in then at the time. That's where I'm currently at now, at our local radio meeting here that starts here at 7 o'clock. By that time, we'll probably be breaking up here by then, and I'll check in probably then Mobile. But like I said, I don't know what JL7FO went through down there trying to. I don't know how to do it, but something needs to change, and that's the only thing I do know. KI4LZI Mobile.